From Alechem, sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous share. We saw the machlokas between the Or Sameach and the Chazanish. The Or Sameach holds that when it comes to the Korban Pesach, if you zarek adam shelo b'makomo, it's lav k'makomo dami, and the whole Korban is pasul, you're not allowed to eat the basar. And the Chazanish says, no, unlike other Korbanos, where there's no achilas basar, like we see in the Gemara Dav Chav Vav Amanav, when it comes to the Korban Pesach, we don't say that. We say that since the ikar of the carbon is achila, just like by other carbonists, when it's shalob and makomo, there is going to be kapara. So too, when it comes to the carbon pesach, there is going to be achila. There is going to be a heter, achila, and the carbon is kasher, because that's how the only way to be machshir carbon pesach is if it's allowed to be eaten. Ad kan, a machlokas that we saw in the previous shir, and we were marich a little bit, the rayas of the Chazanish and the Or Sameach. Now we'd like to discuss the Raya of the Chazanish. The Chazanish wanted to say, as you saw in the previous shir, that if the Ritzbah is holy, it's because the Ritzbah is considered as an extension of the Mizbeach, this Kechelek Man Mizbeach, like a second Yisod to the Mizbeach. We can argue, says the Or from, that it's not true, that the Ritzbah is not Chelek Man Mizbeach, and Menemech it tastes that we can add on another Yisod to the Mizbeach, and that the Ritzbah, the Gemara's Havamina, that the Ritzbah would work, is because it has Kedushas Mizbeach. Not that it's actual part of the Mizbeach, but it has Kedushas Mizbeach. You can give, like we see on Nun Tes Amud Aleph, you can give Kedushas Mizbeach. Mizbeach HaRachos Shofen Hashem Katan Mehechil, that it's too small, so therefore they wanted to give Kedusha to the whole Ritzbah, so it has Kedushas Mizbeach, but it's not actually part of the Mizbeach. And Tosis asks, so what's the Havamina? What's the Havamina that the Ritzbah should be effective, even for Damim? Karen, Kevish, Ribu, Yisod, Ma'akvin, what about that doesn't have horns, doesn't have a Kevish, doesn't have Ribu, doesn't have Yisod? So how can the Ritzbah be the Seder? So we can answer that the Chazanish wanted to answer that it's an extension of the Mizbeach. We can say no. That when are these things of Karen, Kevish, Ribu, and Yisod, Ma'akev, when they are in the Chavetz of Mizbeach itself? But once you're in the Ritzbah, it's not necessary. A Dugma Ladavar, it's Rashin Zvachim Yedalad, that in theory, if the maker adin, you can shecht, even kachem kachem in the hechel. The mice, if you don't do it, because lav orachar lishchot the hechel. So the mefarshim ask on Rashi, what do you mean it's lav orachar, it's not derachar, that's why. I have a better reason why you can't shecht in the hechel, because it's lacking the din of tzof and al yarech ha-mizbeach. It has to be north than the side of the mizbeach in the azaras, and the hechel it's not. So what's pshat that you have a havamina that it's al yarech ha-mizbeach, it's not al yarech ha-mizbeach. That's a tenayin shechitis kachem kachem. So we have to say Bedas Rashi is the Shita Mugubetz, and again, Karen Oren stand up, Samach, and Lon Aleph. So we have to say Bishitas Rashi that he holds that this whole din of Tzaf and Vierach HaMizbeach is a din makom lakachim and ishchatim ba'azar. That Shitas Kachim ba'azara have to have this tonight of Vierach HaMizbeach Tzafona. But if it would be kosher to shech them in the Hechel, then Vierach HaMizbeach wouldn't be necessary anymore. So we can say the same thing over here, that when do we need these tonight of Karen and Yesod and Ribua? When are they in the Akev? Only when you're sprinkling the blood on the actual Mizbeach. When you're doing it on the Ritzbah, it's not necessary. It's not a Cheft of the Mizbeach. Or you can say that the Ritzbah has Kedushas Mizbeach, and it's considered both like the above the Chodas Sikra and beneath the Chodas Sikra. So therefore, with the Havamina of the Gemara is that if the blood would go beneath the Chodas, would go on the Ritzbah, it would be like going beneath the Chodas Sikra, and it would be Beseder. So again, the Gemara concludes that the Ritzbah, according to Rebbe, is not sanctified. You can't do the Zerikas Hadam there. But the Chazanish wanted to prove you can't do it there. That's Shalom B'Makoma. That would be considered Shalom B'Makoma. The only reason you can't do it there is because it wasn't Miskadesh. But the part of the Mizbeach, which was Miskadesh, if you throw it in the Mizbeach in the wrong place, which was Miskadesh, it would be Seder. Because this is considered Mizbeach, and the Havamina of the Gemara, the Ritzbah is considered Mizbeach Shalom B'Makoma. And the Gemara is a Havamina that would be Seder. So therefore, the actual Mizbeach, you can do it on the Mizbeach Shalom B'Makomo, and it is Beseder. It is fine. Now we're saying no. But the Ritzbah doesn't have a din of Mizbeach Shalom B'Makomo. Either B'chal doesn't have a din of Mizbeach, it's not the Mizbeach. The Ritzbah is not another Yisod of the Mizbeach, and it's not necessary. The Tanaim of the Mizbeach are not necessary when it comes to the Ritzbah. Or that the Ritzbah is Kedushas Mizbeach, and when you throw it on the Ritzbah, the Havamina of the Gemara is that it is considered a Benit L'Chodas Sikra. So it is B'Makomo. Either makom isn't necessary when you're on the Ritzbah, or it is considered a makom. But if you're throwing it in the actual Mizbeach, it has to be a makom. We don't say lav makom makom adam. Chazanish brought from Mezvachim and Tess, Amid Beis and Tosfos, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to be Makdir ala Ritzbah, Hainu Dafka, if there's no Pagam in the Mizbeach. Because Tosfos writes, it's not Mistaber that the Rabbi Yehuda would be Matir, the Haktara, where the Mizbeach is Pagum. So the Chazanish wanted the Taina, but the reason is because the Ritzbah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Kechelikim in the Mizbeach, and therefore the Mizbeach can't be Pagum. And therefore it's Mistaber that he wouldn't be Matir, the Haktara, or the Zrika, if the Mizbeach is Pagum. Why? Because it's part of the Mizbeach. But Moshe Natosis, we can explain not like the Chazanish learned in Tosis. Tosis writes, Lo Mistaber Delishri Rabbi Yehuda B'Shah Hashem Mizbeach Pagum, Ela B'Shah Hashem Mizbeach Kosher. It's not Mistaber that Rabbi Yehuda would be Matir when the Mizbeach is Pagum, only when the Mizbeach is Kosher, then you could be Makdir al Haritzbah. In other words, like this, if you say that the Ritzbah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Kechelik Me'am Mizbeach Mamash Kisil Cheney, like the Chazanish wants to say, so what do you mean Mistaber? It's not a Milsa Tayu B'Svar. It's Pashut. That's Maker Adin, that the Mizbeach can't be Pagum, because if you want to be, if according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mutter to be Makdir al Haritzbah, that's if the Mizbeach isn't Pagum, because it's part of the Mizbeach. What do you mean it's Mistaber? That's Maker Adin. So what Lashon Svar is Shaykh here? So El Lachorim Vorim Pashas Lashon Atosis. That Be'emes the Ritzbah is not Chelik Min Mizbeach Mamish. Just that Kedushas Mizbeach, it has Kedushas Mizbeach. Mimach Shir Haktar. And then Tosis adds a Svar. It has Kedushas Mizbeach. But Misvar, we can say that if the Mizbeach or Mizbeach was Nifkam, then Nifsal, then it's not Mistaber that it's going to have Kedushas Mizbeach on the Ritzbah. Yo, love him and Adin, Leos can eat them. We want to give the Ritzbah Kedushas Azara. We want to give the Ritzbah Kedushas Mizbeach. The Ritzbah can't have Kedushas Mizbeach if the Mizbeach is Nifka. It's like the Mizbeach doesn't have Kedushas Mizbeach if the Mizbeach is Nifka. So that's the Svar. It's not Pshat that the Ritzbah is an extension, that when Rabbi Yehuda is Matir L'Haktir Al HaRitzbah, because the Ritzbah is an extension of the Mizbeach. No. B'chlal not an extension of the Mizbeach. The Ritzbah has Kedushas Mizbeach. But it's Mistaber that if it has Kedushas Mizbeach, if the Mizbeach is Pagum, then you can't do Akhtar in the Ritzbah. Yesh La'ayim B'zeh. So anyway, the Chazanish wanted to prove that it's an extension of the Mizbeach, but the Tosfos wouldn't have said it's Mistaber. That would have been Maker Adin. The Chazanish writes, "When he took Cholchen Nifkam Mizbeach Nifsal Afilu Aktar VaAfilu Rib Kach Kosfat Tosfos, he were Masalad Lo Mistaber Lishu Rib Shal Mizyam Mizbeach Pavul. In Kol Makom Mizbeach Shal In Shere Gam Aritzban In Shemis Kechelik Menam Kechelik Hamizbeach." So if the Mizbeach is Shalem, then the Ritzbah would be considered Chelik Menam Mizbeach, and therefore you could do Akhtara there, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Chazanish wanted to say, but we're saying no. The Ritzbah is not Chelik Menam. If the Ritzbah was Chelik Menam Mizbeach, then you wouldn't say Mistaber that if the Mizbeach is Pagum, then the Ritzbah would be no good. That would be Maker Adin. Rather, we're saying that it just has Kedushas on Mizbeach, but it's not Mamash Hechefts of Mizbeach, and therefore the Rebbe Yehuda is Matir Haktara. Why is Rebbe Matir Haktara? Because it has Kedushas Mizbeach, and it's Mistaber that the Mizbeach can't be Pogum, not that it's part of the Mizbeach. Ulidvareinu. We can understand what Rebbe said. The Moda Rebbe Yehuda B'damim She'eno Moel Ala Ritzbah. Because L'gabei Kapara B'zrikas Hadam, says in the Pasuk, V'ani Nasati Lachem Al HaMizbeach L'chaper. Meaning that even though the Ritzbah has Kedushas Mizbeach, however, it's not a Mizbeach B'cheftza. And the Gabe Kapara, we require Mizbeach Mamish. V'ani nasati v'lechem ala Mizbeach v'chaper. So Rava says that Rabbi Yehuda's mode, the damim, she'eno mo'el ala ritzbah, the damim are not effective. Ala ritzbah, because it's not a mizbeach. And you need a mizbeach mamish. So Rava is saying that when it comes to haktara, then it's pesedim that you can do. When it comes to damim, when it comes to zrikas hadam, that's not moel ala ritzba. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says haktara is pesedim ala ritzba, but not zrikas damim. Because like abek kapar zrikas dam, it says v'nina sati lechem lo mizbeach lechaper nidim mizbeach mamish. Even though the ritzba has kedushas mizbeach and you can do haktara there, but it's not a mizbeach b'cheftza, since it's not a mizbeach b'cheftza, so you can't do the zrika there. Like abek kapar, we need mizbeach mamish. And it's not enough, a place that has kedushas mizbeach. The Havamina is that maybe it's enough, like Abe Damin, Bikdushis Mizbeach Bovad, like it works for Akhtara. And that's what Rabbi had to prove no. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says, Hosechar Hayim Amale, that he would fill up a cup and gather the blood from the floor, because maybe one of the blood spilled from one of the carbon pesach. So it must be that Kedushis Mizbeach doesn't work, like Abe Zvikas Adam. Therefore, you can't just leave it on the floor. You have to actually pick it up and throw it in the Mizbeach. But mitzad zeh, that Karen, the Kevish, Arma, etc., Arma Hakev, he couldn't have proven. Because the Gabe zeh, Rava knew that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't mean that the Ritzba is Kechelik Miha Mizbeach Atzma. It's just a Makom Shishlo Kedushas Mizbeach. And there is no din of Karen and Kevish, like we said before. That it's only in the when you're on the Mizbeach, there's a din of Karen and Kevish, but not on the floor. Or another suggestion we made was that the floor is considered both milamala milamata michota sikra, so it's pesedar either way. So that was the havamin. So he was misupak if kedushas mizbeach alone is enough for zrikas hadam, but it's not a cheftza of the mizbeach. That Rava never thought. So if Rava never lo'ala b'dato that it's a cheftza of the mizbeach, just that it's kedushas mizbeach, and mitzvah that the dam should be allowed to be sprinkled on the floor, nizrak on the floor. So, what about when you're actually sprinkling on the floor is no good? What about you're actually sprinkling on mizbeach? We don't say shalom and koma koma dam. You can't prove from the ritzba because the ritzba is not shalom and koma b'chla. It's a completely different chefta. It's not a chefta of the mizbeach. So you can't prove shalom and koma koma dami. And adarabba, we have the diuk that we saw from the Or Samech, minusach habracha. Asher yagia dama malkir mizbeach alaratzon, the dafka b'makoma udemoil. In other words, only in the specific place kira tachdom v'lo ha'elyon, like the Or Samech says, it has to be b'makoma. That's why we say in the bracha alkir mizbeach asher yagia dama kir mizbeach alaratzon, and we see in the Gemara that kir mizbeach means hatachdom. So shelo b'makoma is not k'makoma dama when it comes to the carbon pesach, and there's no. You're not allowed to eat the carbon if it's sprinkled in the wrong place. So that is our kasha mechazanish, our kasha mechazanish, and the Britzos Hashem Darkeinu. Hopefully, in the next year, we will try to be miyashiv the nusach, even according to the chazanish, and continue singing niflos mamish mitaras Hashem, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.